eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Steve Hellwagon. Steve and I are going to have some fun on today's show. The NFL draft is just 1 week and 1 day away, and that makes me a very happy man. And Steve and I are going to give our predictions of where the Ohio State players are going to be selected in next week's NFL draft. Steve, we will start right at the top. Not a very difficult one to start off here. Where do you predict Chase Young will go in the NFL draft?
I'm going to say number two overall to his hometown, Washington Redskins. I just think that, first of all, him being, you know, from there, I think that that helps, certainly. Joe Burrow seems to me like he is locked in as the number one pick to the Bengals. And Young, is just the most obvious pick. Next after that. So to me, I don't see any doubt. There's no red flags with him. And I just feel like he's going to be the easy pick as the number two overall selection.
I completely agree. I think they're going to take who is perhaps the best player in the draft, number two overall, at least the highest graded player, Chase Young. Next up, I think Jeff Okuda is going to go right behind him, Steve. I think Okuda is going to go number three to the Lions. There's some talk he could, you know, with quarterbacks and stuff. You never know what could happen with trades, but I do think Jeff Okuda is going to go number three. What do you think?
Yeah, I see CBS has a mock trade in there with Miami moving up two spots to take Tua Tagovailoa. But Detroit would move down a couple spots and still have Jeff Okuda, it appears, in at least one mock draft. The other one has Okuda going number three overall to Detroit. So I think he ends up in Detroit. Getting from point A to point B is going to be the interesting part. If Detroit can leverage any kind of extra picks or anything out of that and still get Okuda, I think they'd consider it a win-win. So to me, that's what I would look at, that probably number three. But you never know, if somebody gives them a deal that's just too good to be true, then you might move down a pick or two and still be able to get him. So, because it looks like New York is going, New York at number four, New York Giants are going to go in another direction, either an offensive lineman or a linebacker in that spot.
Yeah, whether Okuda goes three or five, he's going to be a very rich man. Here's where it starts to get really interesting for me. J.K. Dobbins. Where does go get it and come back with it get drafted, Steve?
Yeah, J.K.'s been an interesting dude to cover at Ohio State the last 3 years. Always has that that chip on the shoulder, as he likes to say. And even when they were the number one team in the country or number two or whatever, they were always being disrespected, it seemed, according to J.K. Dobbins. But, no, you got to like his spirit and the way that he goes about things. You know, you look at different projections, and you don't see a lot of them that have him picked in the first round. You know, maybe late first round to one of the top contenders if they need a running back, but possibly early second round, it seems like. So I'm going to say early second round. I like him a lot. I suppose I just want to see, one of those teams in the late first round really profess their love for him, I guess, before I would get too overly excited. I mean, CBS has him all the way down as the number 46 prospect in the draft, which would put him middle of the second round. So I'm going to say first 10 picks of the second round.
I agree with you. There's been some smoke he could be a late first-round pick, but I agree with you. I think Dobbins early second, and I think that's good for him. But there's a chance he could go in the first round. All right, let's skip ahead. I don't know. These guys are obviously not in order. I'm just kind of, some of these guys are kind of bunched together. But let's go with Damon Arnette next. I'm going to go with, and I never thought I'd say this in a million years, but I'm going to go early third round on Damon Arnette. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it just depends what needs are there for the teams that are drafting late in the second round or early in the third round. It seems to be the sweet spot for him. CBS has him at number 63, which would put him basically at the end of the second round. So I just look at it that he's going to end up in a good spot. I don't have any doubt about that. And I thought it was very humorous that ESPN had the screen yesterday with Jeff Okuda and Mel Kiper, and Okuda turned the tables on Kiper and was grilling him about his grade on his friend Arnette, and said, you're sleeping on Damon Arnette. You don't have him where he needs to be. And I think Damon Arnette is a guy, again, chip on the shoulder, who's going to go in there and over-deliver and, be a guy that lives up to his draft stock or outperforms his pick, perhaps even.
Talk about stock rising over the last year. Whoever thought we would say things like Damon Arnette, early third round, I think that's where Kiper has him too. And then, Jeff Okuda, playfully, but I think he really does believe it, says, you're underrating him. Whoever thought early third round would be underrating Damon Arnette? All right, moving right along. Let's go to a couple local products. First, Malik Harrison, a couple guys that weren't ranked very high, and Davon Hamilton. Let's start with Malik Harrison. I'll stick in early third round for him. He could go in the second round, but I'll go early third for Malik Harrison. I think it was your turn to go first. I kind of jumped ahead. Where do you think Malik Harrison's going to go?
Yeah, that's okay. I would say probably middle of the third round, if not late third round for him. CBS has him at 87 overall. And again, I think the margin of error on these probably 20 picks either way, so that could put him early third or even early fourth, I guess. But I like Malik Harrison. To me, he had an outstanding year, and he was much more around the ball, if that makes sense, this past year than he had been in previous years. And to me, really played up, and I thought at times he was on the verge of taking over games at times, but I'm interested to see where he lands. Hopefully he's in a good fit. I'm not a technician in terms of 4-3, 3-4, what would be the best fit for him, but hopefully he ends up in a scheme that allows him to flourish and they can use his abilities, a guy that can get to the passer but also help you in the run game and even cover a little bit out of the backfield. So I am excited to see where he goes.
The aforementioned Davon Hamilton, D-tackle, another local product, as I mentioned. Where do you think Davon Hamilton's going to go?
Wow, did he have an amazing year or what? And he's a guy that was in the shadows kind of for the first 2-3 years, whatever it was. Always in the rotation, but never seemed to spark a lot of plays. But again, when you're playing on a line alongside Chase Young, you're able to get one-on-one blocking and make some plays. And I think that's what Hamilton excelled in. And they've got him at 106 for CBS, which would put him early fourth round, I believe, in that round. So I'm going to say, late third, he definitely played better than whatever he's going to be drafted. I mean, his last year at Ohio State, he was fabulous. So I think he's a guy you put on the defensive line and leave him there for a 6-8-10-year NFL career. And he's a very solid citizen too, Dave. He's as good as it gets, and I think comes from a great family, and I think he's going to do just fine in the NFL.
I have Hamilton pegged in the mid-third round. I'm going to do a piece for the site doing my predictions, so I'll be regurgitating what I'm saying on the show. Or maybe I'll change my mind on some of these guys, but I won't be changing them very much. Next on the docket, KJ Hill. I have him in the fourth round, Steve. Where do you got him?
You know, I think that's probably fair. I'm not sure how he tested and all those kind of things. You know, I believe he ran a 4.6, didn't he, at the combine, or a high 4.5, something like that.
It was a high 4.5, I believe, which I thought was pretty good for him. I just didn't want to see him run the 4.6s, which he didn't. And I think he would have ran even better than that at Pro Day. So, yeah, I thought 4.5, whatever it was pretty good for him.
Yeah. CBS has him at number 118, which would be late fourth round. And I think fourth round is probably the right place for him. I think, again, you have a guy who, in his time at Ohio State, you know, was he able to go over the top and make a few plays? Yeah, every now and then. But what he did was he made the tough catches over the middle, the possession plays, the crossing routes, these kind of things that you absolutely have to be able to do as an NFL wide receiver. To me, he was a pro 2 years ago in that regard, as maybe a third receiver on an NFL team, something like that. You know, just a guy that, you know, it's third and eight. We got to convert this third down, and they send everybody long, and he comes underneath, and, you know, they move the chains. I mean, it's just, to me, it's mother's milk for him. I think, you know, he's a guy that could go to the NFL and get 60, 70 catches a year if they just throw it to him, you know, twice a quarter or something. So, you know, or once a quarter. So I think he's got a bright future in front of him. Again, kind of like Hamilton, plug and play. He could be a guy, honestly, just as solid as his makeup is, Dave. He could last the NFL a decade if he takes care of his body. And to me, he's a pro's pro, in my opinion. I mean, is he going to win games for you? Is he Michael Thomas? No, I don't think he is. But he's every bit as valuable as that guy that sustains drives. You got to have that in the NFL.
The guy I meant to bring up earlier is Jonah Jackson, offensive guard. He also can slide over and play center if need be, which I think helps his value. Where do you have Jonah Jackson going, Steve?
Yeah, you got to love Jonah Jackson. He went to the Senior Bowl and dominated and really raised his stock. CBS has him at 84, which would be late third. I think he goes before that. I think because of his makeup, again, solid citizen, you know, and when put on in the primetime spot at Ohio State, he delivered the goods, and they set records offensively with him on the offensive line. And he was fabulous, I think, in his 1 year at Ohio State. A born leader, was a captain at Rutgers before coming to Ohio State. And I don't have enough good things to say about Jonah Jackson. You know, and I think what pros like is he was in one system and came to Ohio State, assimilated as part of a new system. And I think he's a guy that when they get him into camp, he will figure it out very quickly. And I don't know that he will start day one in the NFL, but I would think he'd be a solid guy on your offensive line, maybe a starter by year two or three, that type of thing. But I think he's a guy that, again, plug and play, probably an 8 or 10 year NFL player.
Jordan Fuller is a guy that I thought coming into the year would be like a second-day draft pick, like a second or a third rounder. But looking at all the mock drafts, you know, he didn't run that well at the combine. And, you know, most of the mock drafts, I think, have him going like in the sixth round. So, you know, I guess I will defer. I still feel like more like late fifth is where I'm going to peg him. I got late fifth on Jordan Fuller. What do you have for him?
I think if people take the time to sit down in a room with him and talk to him, they realize there's much more to him than just playing football. He was nominated for the Academic Heisman Award in New York City, and I think his play on the field speaks for itself. I mean, they were so confident in his ability that they changed the scheme, and he was the only safety on the field a lot of times with three corners in coverage, so to me, that says a lot about what they felt of his ability and his ability to cover the field. I mean, just his ability to sniff out a play, had great instincts, was a leading tackler at Ohio State for a couple of years, either one or two, both of his last 2 years. So to me, there's a lot of upside there. You may not like the raw numbers, as you mentioned, the measurables and whatever, but here's a heady guy that, you know, certainly is going to be a special teams player the first year or two and potentially a difference maker on defense as he kind of grows and develops at the NFL level. I mean, goes without saying, solid. Here we go again, Dave, another Ohio State guy, a solid citizen. and a guy that, you know, you don't have to look up in 5 years and, you know, what happened to him? Why did he flame out? Was it personal issues or whatever? None of that with Jordan Fuller. I mean, he's going to be rock solid in the locker room, on the field, and I think, again, a guy that could play, if everything checks out, 6, 8, 10 years in the NFL, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, and I think most people listening to this show do know this, but Ohio State, yeah, they recruit a lot of 5-stars. They recruit a hell of a lot of 4-stars. They have a few 3-stars sprinkled in as far as talent. Most of those kids are all 5-star young men. I mean, it's just so impressive how they are, like, off the field, but also being elite athletes and probably being told since they were 5 years old how great they were. So it's impressive the type of young man that they recruit. Another one is B.B. Landers. I've loved you covering him. Some people think he might be an undrafted free agent. I know CBS's 7-round mock had him going late. I'll say B.B. Landers gets drafted 6th or 7th round. What do you think?
Yeah, no question about it. I think, again, solid guy and a guy who's a football player. That's what they're looking for, guys who are football players and maybe not going to – I mean, he's short, and I think you could use that against him. But, you know, I think he's a plugger, and he's a guy that could play in the NFL a few years, no doubt about it.
And like I said, he was the final one that was – off the board for Ohio State, so they had 10 players going. Do you think anybody else will be drafted? I think there's a chance that Brandon Bowen could get drafted. I think there's a chance Ben Victor could get drafted. I think there's a chance Austin Mack could get drafted. Do you think any of those three guys will get drafted?
Yeah, Victor and Mack were at the combine, and again, I think had a chance to meet with NFL teams there, and it only takes one team to fall in love with the guy and his makeup. Victor, to me, is very intriguing. He's got Randy Moss, you know, type frame, and has that ability, but just consistency issues over the years. Jayshon Cornell, to me, on the defensive line, had an amazing final season at Ohio State, was a difference maker, whereas he'd been injured or in the shadows the first 3 or 4 years. And so is it enough to get him drafted? I don't know, but he'll be an undrafted free agent at worst and in camp and could earn some work, no doubt about it. So that's the big thing with these guys, Dave. Get drafted, get with your first contract, and earn a job. That's the big thing right now. And, again, draft day, more records. I think Ohio State is going to take over the all-time first-round draft pick record in this draft if they get two of them, and USC may get shut out. I think they take over the all-time lead in this draft, which will be another footnote, another draft headline. Ohio State has dominated the modern era of college football and the NFL draft. So I'm excited to see what happens on draft night.
I am as well. Great stuff out of Steve Hellwagon. Really appreciate you jumping on, buddy. And appreciate all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Hope everyone has a great day. And real quick, programming note, Ryan Day will meet with the media today at 11 a.m. teleconference. So we're going to have full coverage of that on Bucknuts. Head coach Ryan Day will meet with the media today on a teleconference, 11 a.m. Thanks again, Bucknutters. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.